everybody. How are you today? This is Mark Ciaffardini. Thank you for joining the Go See Talk podcast experience. It is early in the morning, but we are thrilled and delighted to be speaking to Simon Curtis. Simon, welcome. Welcome, welcome. I feel like rolling out the red carpet virtually is the only way to let you on the show, but how are things in your world?
Well, I'm very much in need of a red carpet, so I'm very glad to hear that.
I will get my tailor and the staff to work on it for you.
Yes.
Well, great. You know, it's funny. The Grantham family is ingrained in our hearts, our minds, our souls as like the Simpsons. It's funny how basically a soap opera set in early 20th century England could be so affecting. But like, what are the things that mean the most to you? You know, taking the helm on this last hurrah for the Grantham.
I think Downton is like a love letter to family. That resonates, it's very specific to England in, as you say, the beginning of the 20th century, but I think that becomes universal. And I think audiences of all over the world have responded to this family of characters living under the same roof, inhabited by some brilliantly written characters portrayed by a wonderful group of actors.
Well, you know, after all, it is just a small house for a family of five. Few servants. How do you achieve the authenticity? I know that you have a historical consultant and costume designers, but like, how do you help, you know, carry the torch that has already been given?
The department heads and the historical advisors and the character actors are well practiced in that. Actually, I find my priority is not to get too bogged down in that, but to actually think about these human beings and how they interact with each other and not get too caught up in the etiquette of it all and just, you know, look for the moments of humanity between them all.
Well, it's also long been said that the humanity between them is the draw, you know, whether it's a snappy repartee or just the humble wantings for people to advance in their careers. But you have at many times 16 principal players on the board. I guess, is it... What is the process of juggling them all? How do you sort of block shots?
I'm very glad I didn't have to do the schedule to get them all to the set on the same day, because that is problematic, because they're all actors in demand in all kinds of ways. Mm. And it is sometimes intimidating when you do a scene and, you know, the actors come on all in costumes and you think, my goodness, how are we going to work this out? You know, in the end, we found a way, and I'm very proud of the film and thrilled by how people have responded to it.
Well, what was your personal take, your setting? I mean, being a director, you have to sort of, everybody's smiling and happy, but I mean, everybody knows this is the last hurrah. What was that like for you personally, and how did you sort of shepherd your flock, so to speak?
Well, I think, you know, it is important that it's the end, and I think everyone felt that in their bones, you know, and I think that infuses particularly the final act of the film, where, you know, the characters are saying goodbye to each other. But we had to be careful because the audience are saying goodbye, the actors are saying goodbye, but the characters weren't necessarily saying goodbye. So we had to keep a lid on the emotion in some ways.
Being at the forefront of this, who were your favorites? You know, were there any characters that you have followed the entire way going, I really hope something this happens for this person, or, you know, I'm so glad that this manifested.
No, I wouldn't like to nominate a favorite, but it's lovely seeing Daisy taking ownership of the kitchen.
I was feeling the same way. I was like, good on you, Sophie. You finally got, and you know, I think that's very indicative of kind of the trials and tribulations of human life. You know, a lot of times you're put under stress or severe, you know, pain, but next thing you know, you're there. You know, when the time calls for it, you're ready. Do you have any experiences like that where, you know, you might have been, you know, not sure what you're doing, and next thing you know, someone just Mr. Miyagi'd you for years, and now you're capable of doing X?
I think that every day.
Fair enough. Well, I guess how much fun and what kind of fun did you get to have with this, knowing that, you know, new characters, kind of, you knew the eventuality of the plot?
Well, I mean, it's both, you know, directing is always a mixture of heaven and hell. You know, it's like there's always something to worry about, but sometimes you just look at these characters Yeah, when Noel Coward was singing to, that great ensemble, it was, an extraordinary moment, I look back on the shoot last year as a very happy time.
Well, I'm wondering, could musicals are a bit of a resurgence, all the rage these days. Could this have gone a little more playful, like Downton Abbey, the grand finale, everyone's happy and so is the family, something like that. You know, think that
But
would
who
have
would sing
worked?
that? Do you think the characters would sing that?
Yeah, I think that well, everything in Texas, we view everything for the eyes of Green Acres, so it's like we always want to put a musical thing on everything. So, totally facetious.
I don't think so. I think we did, I don't think I can't see how that would work. But it starts with a song and more or less ends with a song. So, yeah.
The one thing that is most intoxicating, at least for me watching the show, is the immaculately appointed and dressed sets. And I know that some things had to be built versus some things were locations. Are there permanent Downton Abbey, the basement or the tunnels of Downton Abbey, is that a set that just lives in perpetuity, or does that have to get built every
No,
time there's a movie?
the upstairs exists. You can visit that at Highclere, about an hour west of London. But the servants' quarters downstairs are all built and they're put up and taken down every time there's filming.
Wow, that's a quite a tradesman group doing that. All
Yes.
right. I think that would be great for fans to see, but I guess, there's only so much studio space
But
you
there
have,
was
right?
a touring exhibition, wasn't there? I don't know if that came to Texas, but it definitely toured America.
Well, cool. Well, I love the dedication at the end of the film. I think that there's so much that the fan base has helped, lift this up to. I mean, it's going to live on in eternity. Do you have a favorite scene from the movie that you're like, once you got it, oh man,
Well, I
so.
said, Noel Coward singing, that was pretty great. But I'm really proud of the last 20 minutes of the film, the final sequence, and I think that's come out very well.
Well, thank you for your wonderful charge on this last hurrah with the Grantham crew. Simon, thank you for your time. Everyone, check out Downton Abbey, the grand finale, and we will catch you next time.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.